reading podcast from Israel. I'm Harriet, and I will be reading for you this Sunday, the 23rd of September, or the 14th of Tishrei on the Hebrew calendar. Today is a very special day. We have the eve of the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot Eve. Sukkot is a feast that is one of the feasts of the Lord, and it lasts for 8 days. And we are commanded in the Bible to rejoice all these 8 days. And it's a very special festive occasion. The parasha for this week is called Sukkot, Tabernacles, and the Torah portion for today is Exodus 33, verses 12 through 16. So before we start reading the scriptures, let us bless the Lord for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. For Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord rests securely beside him. He shields him all the day long. Between his shoulders he rests. For Joseph, he said, may his land be blessed by the Lord with heavenly bounty from the dew and from the deep lying beneath, and with the bounty of the sun's produce and the month's yield, and with the best from the ancient mountains and the bounty of the everlasting hills, with earth's bounty and its fullness and the favor of the one dwelling in the bush. May it come on Joseph's head, on the crown of the prince among his brothers. That was Deuteronomy 33, 12 through 16. And our portion from the prophets is today Zechariah chapter 12. The burden of the word of the Lord concerning Israel. A declaration of Adonai, the Lord, who stretched out the heavens, laid the foundation of the earth, and formed the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of reeling to all the surrounding people when they besiege Jerusalem as well as Judah. Moreover, in that day I will make Jerusalem a massive stone for all the people. All who try to lift it will be cut to pieces. Nevertheless, all the nations of the earth will be gathered together against her. In that day, it is a declaration of the Lord, I will strike every horse with confusion and its rider with madness. I will keep my eyes on the house of Judah, but will be blind. I will blind every horse of the peoples. Then the leaders of Judah will say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength through the Lord Tzvaot, their God. In that day I will make the leaders of Judah like a fire pot in a wood pile, like a burning torch among sheaves. They will devour on the right and on the left all the surrounding peoples. Yet Jerusalem will remain in her place in Jerusalem. The Lord also will save the tents of Judah first, so that the honor of the house of David and the honor of the inhabitants of Jerusalem will not exceed that of Judah. In that day the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the weakest among them that day will be like David. And the house of David will be like God, like the angel of the Lord before them. It will happen in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Then I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication, when they will look toward me whom they pierced. They will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and grieve bitterly for him, as one grieves for a firstborn. In that day there will be a great mourning in Jerusalem, mourning like Hadad Rimon in the valley of Megiddo. The land will mourn clan by clan, the clan of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves, the clan of the house of Nathan by itself, and their wives by themselves, the clan of the house of Levi by itself, and their wives by themselves, and the clan of Shimeites by itself and their wives by themselves. Each of the remaining clans will mourn by itself and their wives by themselves. That was Zechariah chapter 12. And our portion from the writings is 2 Chronicles chapter 32. After these acts of faithfulness, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and invaded Judah. He encamped against the fortified cities, intending to break into them for himself. When Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come and intended to wage war against Jerusalem, he consulted with his officers and warriors about blocking the waters of the springs outside the city, and they supported him. Many people assembled and blocked off all the springs and the raging wadi in the land, saying, "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find plenty of water?" Then he took courage and rebuilt the entire wall that had been broken down, raised up the towers, added another outer wall, fortified the millo in the city of David, and made plenty of weapons and shields. He also appointed military officers over the people and assembled them before him in the square at the city gate and encouraged them, saying, "Chazak, be courageous. Do not be afraid or dismayed by the king of Assyria and the whole horde that is with him, for we have more with us than he has with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord God to help us and to fight our battles." So the people were encouraged by the words of King Hezekiah of Judah. After this, when King Sennacherib of Assyria, while he and all his forces with him were besieging Lachish, sent his servants to Jerusalem to Hezekiah, king of Judah, and to all Judah who were in Jerusalem, saying, "Thus says King Sennacherib of Assyria, what are you relying on that you would stay in Jerusalem under siege? Is not Hezekiah misleading you to let you die by famine and thirst, saying, 'The Lord God will deliver us from the hand of the king of Assyria'? Has not the same Hezekiah removed his high places and his altars and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, 'You shall worship before one altar, and upon it you shall burn incense'? Do you not know what I and my fathers have done to all the peoples of the lands? Were the gods of the nations of the lands ever able to deliver their land out of my hand? Who among all the gods of these nations, which my fathers utterly destroyed, could deliver his people from my hand? How then is your God able to deliver you from my hand? So now, do not let Hezekiah deceive you or mislead you like this. Do not believe him, for no god of any nation or any kingdom has been able to deliver his people from my hand and from the hand of my fathers. How much less will your God deliver you from my hand?" His servants spoke further against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. Sennacherib also wrote letters reviling the Lord, the God of Israel, speaking against him, saying, "Just as the gods of the nations of the lands have not delivered their people from my hand, so the God of Hezekiah shall not deliver his people from my hand." Then they cried out loudly in Hebrew to the people of Jerusalem, who were on the wall, to terrify and frighten them, in order to capture the city. They spoke against the God of Jerusalem as of the gods of the peoples of the earth made by human hands. Then King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, prayed about this and cried out to heaven. Then the Lord sent an angel who annihilated every mighty warrior, commander, and officer in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he withdrew in disgrace to his own land. When he entered the house of his God, some of his own children struck him down with a sword. Thus the Lord delivered Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all, and helped them in every way. Many brought offerings to the Lord in Jerusalem and valuable gifts to King Hezekiah of Judah. From then on, he was highly regarded in the eyes of all the nations. In those days, Hezekiah became deathly ill. But he prayed to the Lord, who responded to him and gave him a sign. But Hezekiah did not respond according to the favor done to him. His heart became haughty, so wrath came upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Then Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride in his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord did not fall upon them in the days of Hezekiah. Now Hezekiah had very abundant riches and honor. He even made treasuries for silver, gold, precious stones, spices, shields, and for all kinds of valuables, and storehouses for the harvest of grain, wine, and oil, and stalls for all kinds of cattle and sheepfolds for the flocks. Moreover, he built towns and acquired flocks and herds in abundance, for God had given him very many possessions. It was also Hezekiah who stopped the upper spring of the waters of Gihon and channeled them downward to the west side of the city of David. Hezekiah succeeded in all that he did. But when the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon were sent to him to inquire about the wonder that had happened in the land, God left him alone to test him, to know all that was in his heart. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his good deeds, behold, they are written in the vision of the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. So Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the upper section of the tombs of the sons of David. All Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem honored him at his death. His son Manasseh became king in his place. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 32. And the portion from the apostles is today from Revelation chapter 18. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his glory. He cried out with a mighty voice, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a den for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit and for every unclean bird, and for every unclean and detestable beast. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the fury of her immorality. The kings of the earth have committed sexual immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich of the power of her self-indulgence." Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you participate in her sins and receive her plagues. For her sins have piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Pay her back just as she has paid out, and give her back double for her deeds. In the cup she has mixed, mix a double dose for her. As she has exalted herself and indulged herself in luxury, so give her the same measure of torment and grief. For in her heart she says, 'I sit as queen, I am no widow, I will never see grief.' For this reason her plagues will arrive in a single day, death and grief and famine, and she shall be burnt down with fire. For mighty is the Lord God who judges her." Then the kings of the earth who committed sexual immorality and indulged in luxury with her shall weep and wail over her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing far off because of the terror of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, O great city, O Babylon, the mighty city, for in a single hour your judgment has come." And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn for her, because no one buys their merchandise anymore. Shipments of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk and scarlet, all kinds of citron wood, all kinds of ivory products, all kinds of products made of costly wood, bronze, iron and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh and frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle, sheep, horses and chariots, and slaves, that is, human souls. The fruit of your soul's desire has gone from you, and all the expensive and beautiful things are lost to you. Never again will people find them. The merchants of these things, who became rich from her, shall stand far off for fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, saying, "Alas, alas, O great city, clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in a single hour so much wealth has been ruined." And every ship captain and passenger, sailors and all who make their living at sea, stood at the distance and were crying out, seeing the smoke of her burning, saying, "What city is like the great city?" And they threw dust on their heads and were crying out, weeping and mourning. "Alas, alas, O great city! In her all who had ships at sea grew rich from her wealth. For in a single hour she has been ruined. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you Kiddushim, emissaries and prophets, for God has judged her condemnation of you." Then a mighty angel picked up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, "So shall Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence, never to be found again." And the sound of harpists and musicians, flautists and trumpeters, shall never be heard in you again. And the craftsman of any craft shall never be found in you again. And the sound of a mill shall never be heard in you again. And the light of a lamp shall never shine in you again. And the voice of the bridegroom and bride shall never be heard in you again. For your businessmen were the tycoons of the world, for all the nations were deceived by your sorcery. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and Kedushim, and all those slaughtered on the earth. That was Revelation chapter 18. And that was our final portion of reading for today, this Sunday of Sukkot Eve. But since it is Sukkot day number one, the day after today, on Monday, then I will read a double episode today, because the first day of Sukkot, which actually starts in the evening, is a day like a Shabbat when there is no work done, and it's a day with a holy convocation. So it's special readings. They are not the same as the rest of the year, but it is a special feast reading this entire week. And we're still in the portion in the parasha called Sukkot, Tabernacles. And now I will start my reading for Monday, 24th of September, 15th of Tishrei, Sukkot day number one, or the Feast of Tabernacles day one. And our portions from the Torah, there are two different portions. The first one is from Leviticus chapter 22, verse 26 through chapter 23 and verse 44. And the second portion is from Numbers chapter 29, verses 12 through 16. So let's start in Leviticus. Adonai spoke to Moses, saying, "When a bull, a sheep, or a goat is born, then it is to remain 7 days with its mother, and from the eighth day onward it will be accepted as the gift of an offering made by fire to the Lord. If it is a cow or ewe, you are not to slaughter it along with its young, both in one day. When you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, you are to present it so that you may be accepted. It is to be eaten on the same day. You are to leave none of it until the morning. I am the Lord. So you are to keep my mitzvot and do them. I am the Lord. You must not profane my holy name, for I will be made holy among Bnei Israel. I am the Lord who makes you holy, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Bnei Israel and tell them, These are the appointed Moadim of the Lord, which you are to proclaim to be holy convocations, my Moadim. Work may be done for 6 days, but the seventh day is the Shabbat of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You are not to do no work. It is a Shabbat to the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the appointed feasts of Adonai, holy convocations which you are to proclaim in their appointed season. During the first month, on the 14th day of the month, in the evening, is the Lord's Passover. On the 15th day of the same month is the feast of Matzot to the Lord. For 7 days you are to eat matzah. On the first day you are to have a holy convocation, and you should do no regular work. Instead, you are to present an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days. On the seventh day is a holy convocation when you are to do no regular work. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Bnei Israel and tell them, When you have come into the land which I give to you and reap its harvest, then you are to bring the omer of the first fruits of your harvest to the Kohen. He is to wave the omer before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Shabbat, the Kohen is to wave it. On the day when you wave the omer, you are to offer a male lamb without blemish, 1 year old, as a burnt offering to the Lord. The grain offering with it should be 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made by fire to the Lord for a soothing aroma. Its drink offering with it should be 1/4 gallon of wine. You are not to eat bread, roasted grain, or fresh grain until this same day, until you have brought the offering of your God. It is a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Then you are to count from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that you brought the omer of the wave offering, 7 complete Shabbatot. Until the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, you are to count 50 days, and then present a new grain offering to the Lord. You are to bring out of your houses 2 loaves of bread for a wave offering, made of 2/10 ephah of fine flour. They are to be baked with chametz as first fruits to the Lord. You are to present along with the bread 7 1-year-old lambs without blemish, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They will become a burnt offering to the Lord with their meal offering and their drink offerings, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. Also you are to offer 1 male goat for a sin offering and a pair of 1-year-old male lambs for a sacrifice of fellowship offerings. The Kohen is to wave them with the bread of the first fruits as a wave offering before the Lord with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to the Lord for the Kohen. You are to make a proclamation on the same day that there is to be a holy convocation, and you should do no regular work. This is a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Now, when you reap the harvest of your land, you are not to reap to the furthest corners of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Rather, you are to leave them for the poor and for the outsider. I am the Lord your God. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Bnei Israel, saying, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you are to have a Shabbat rest, a memorial of blowing, shofarot, a holy convocation. You are to do no regular work, and you are to present an offering made by fire to the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "However, the 10th day of this 7th month is Yom Kippur, a holy convocation to you, so you are to afflict yourselves. You are to bring an offering made by fire to the Lord. You are not to do any kind of work on that set day, for it is Yom Kippur, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God. For anyone who does not deny himself on that day must be cut off from the people. Anyone who does any kind of work on that day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You should do no kind of work. It is a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It is to be a Shabbat of solemn rest for you, and you are to humble your souls. On the 9th day of the month in the evening, from evening until evening, you are to keep your Shabbat." The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Bnei Israel and say, 'On the 15th day of this 7th month is the feast of Sukkot, for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day there is to be a holy convocation. You are to do no laborious work. For 7 days you are to bring an offering by fire to the Lord. The 8th day will be a holy convocation to you, and you are to bring an offering by fire to the Lord. It is a solemn assembly. You should do no laborious work. These are the Moedim of the Lord, which you are to proclaim to be holy convocations, to present an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering, a grain offering, a sacrifice, and drink offerings, each on its own day, besides those of the Shabbatot of the Lord, and besides your gifts, all your vows and all your freewill offerings which you give to the Lord. So on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruits of the land, you are to keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. The first day is to be Shabbat rest, and the 8th day will also be a Shabbat rest. On the first day you are to take choice fruit of trees, branches of palm trees, boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You are to celebrate it as a festival to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It is a statute forever throughout your generations. You are to celebrate it in the 7th month. You are to live in Sukkot for 7 days. All the native born in Israel are to live in Sukkot, so that your generations may know that I had Bnei Israel to dwell in Sukkot when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." So Moses declared to Bnei Israel the Moedim of the Lord. That was Leviticus 22:26 through 23:44. Then we have a second, shorter passage from the Torah as well, and that is from Numbers 29, verse 12 through verse 16. On the 15th day of the 7th month, you are to have a sacred assembly. You are not to do any of your work, and you are to celebrate the feast to the Lord for 7 days. You are to offer a burnt offering by fire to the Lord as a pleasing aroma. 13 young bulls from the herd, 2 rams, and 14-year-old male lambs without defect. Their grain offerings of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah with each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 with each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 with each of the 14 lambs, plus 1 male goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering with its grain and its drink offering. That was Numbers 29:12-16. And since it is a feast day, we have a part from the prophets, the Haftarah, and it is Zechariah chapter 14. "Behold, a day of the Lord is coming when your plunder will be divided in your midst. I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to wage war. The city shall be captured, the houses ransacked, and the women ravished. Half of the city will be exiled, but the remainder of the people will not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in a day of battle. In that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which lies to the east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a huge valley. Half of the mountain will move toward the north and half of it toward the south. Then you will flee through my mountain valley, because the mountain valley will reach to Azel. Yes, you will flee like you fled from the earthquake in the days of King Uzziah of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come and all the Kedushim with him. In that day there will be no light, cold, or frost. It will be a day known only to the Lord, neither day nor night. Even in the evening time there will be light. Moreover, in that day living waters will flow from Jerusalem, half toward the eastern sea and a half toward the western sea, both in the summer and in the winter. The Lord will then be king over all the earth. In that day the Lord will be Echad, and his name Echad. The whole land from Geba to Rimon south of Jerusalem will become like the Arava. Jerusalem will be raised up and occupy her place, from the Benjamin gate to the place of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the king's wine presses. People will dwell in her, and no longer will there be a ban of destruction. Jerusalem will live in security. Now this is the plague with which the Lord will strike all the peoples that wage war against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they are standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. It will happen in that day that the great panic from the Lord will be among them. Each person will seize the hand of his neighbor, and they will attack each other. Even Judah will fight at Jerusalem. The wealth of all the surrounding peoples will be gathered together, an abundance of gold, silver, and apparel. A similar plague will strike the horse, the mule, the camel, the donkey, and all the animals in that camp. Then all the survivors from all the nations that attacked Jerusalem will go up from year to year to worship the king, the Lord Tzvaot, and to celebrate Sukkot. Furthermore, if any of the nations on earth do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the king, the Lord Tzvaot, they will have no rain. If the Egyptians do not go up and celebrate, they will have no rain. Instead, there will be the plague that the Lord will inflict on the nations that do not go up to celebrate Sukkot. This will be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not go up to celebrate Sukkot. In that day, holy to the Lord will be inscribed on the bells of the horses and the pots in the house of the Lord, and will be like the sacred bowls in front of the altar. In fact, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holy to the Lord, Tzvaot, so that everyone who comes to sacrifice will take them and cook in them. In that day, there will no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord, Tzvaot. That was the Haftarah text, and it was from the prophet Zechariah, chapter 14, verses 1 through 21. And our last portion for today is from the apostles, and it is Luke, chapter 13, verses 22 through 30. And he continued on his journey through the towns and villages, teaching and making his way to Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Master, are only a few being saved?" Then Yeshua said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able." Once the master of the household gets up and shuts the door, and you're standing outside, and begin knocking on the door, saying, "Master, open for us," then he will say to you, "I don't know where you come from." Then you will start to say, We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I don't know where you come from. Get away from me, all of you evildoers. There will be weeping and the gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. And they will come from the east and west and from the north and south, and they will recline at table in the kingdom of God. And indeed, some are last who shall be first, and some are first who shall be last. That was Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 30. And that concludes our reading of scripture for today, our first day of the Feast of Tabernacles of Sukkot. I wish you all a blessed, wonderful Sukkot with your family and your children. I hope you can have a festive time and rejoice in the Lord and His goodness. So be blessed. Have a wonderful Sukkot. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time. You from